The Truth and Accountability Forum, a pressure group, is demonstrating in Accra against the recent utility tariff increases announced by the Public Utility Regulatory Commission, PURC. According to the group, the PURC has not only exhibited its insensitivity to the ordinary Ghanaian, but has, by their actions, portrayed their unwillingness to dialogue with other stakeholders that have kicked against the increases. The group also accused government of being in bed with the PURC. I earlier on joined the demonstrators and filed this report. The enthusiasm and passion usually associated with most demonstrations seem to have been absent with this one, a situation the organizers attributed to the change of date of the demonstration. Indeed, the police mandated to keep law and order seem to outnumber the demonstrators, who numbered less than 40. Some policemen, who obviously had nothing to do, were seen dozing off comfortably. The few that I spoke to expressed shock at the turn of events, as the organizers had earlier informed them they had already gathered in their numbers at Obra Sport at Kwame Nkrumah Circle, one prominent feature that gave an inkling of a demonstration which perhaps reignited the spirit of the demonstrators was the blasting of music. Nevertheless, the demonstrators, who appeared defiant and optimistic to carry through with the demonstration, spoke to Radio Ghana.
About reminding government or putting our displeasure to government about the tariff increment, we are telling the government that there are several wastages in the economy already. So the government cannot spit on our face with 78.9% electricity and 52% water. We can't pay because they cannot use somebody's mismanagement. MCN is owing. Mövenpick has got a room that goes for $7,000 a night. They are owing the ECG. They are other companies, including the ministries, about $500 million, and they are not paying. If ECG don't go for that money, and the government is telling us, I can't go to ECG to take those monies, so the ordinary tomato seller should pay, why should we sit down and have the government spit on our face like that? After the 30% increment on fuel, which all Ghanaians have been thinking about, this is not a better Ghana. And we are saying, say, if this is the definition of a better Ghana, then I'm a better Ghana. Nunja a Ghana na yetiasi anso no buy no. The government is only good in using monies to pay the committees. It's using money only to pay for government contractor has gone bad. What do you say?
This prepaid that came to Ghana, no. 4 days on sign day, our credit got finished. Went on board 20 Ghana. Only 2 days, no, the credit got finished. This 78% there, we can't. So your mama should look it for us. I beg.
The police, however, expressed their determination to provide adequate security for the demonstrators as required by law. We now have on the line one of the leaders of the Truth and Accountability Forum, Saka Salia, to give us an update on the demonstration. Saka, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Saka, you are one of the leaders of the demonstration. Would you describe the demonstration as successful against the backdrop of stories we are hearing that it was a failure?
Yeah, it was very successful. This is a demonstration that the people have come really to support us. One would say that the number that we're expecting we couldn't get that number, but the number that also came at least was quite substantial. It was quite respectable, and by that we've been able to dramatize our misgiving about the tariff increase. And I think that is the most important thing. You don't need to carry the whole of Greater Accra along with demonstration, but at least those that actually demonstrated mirrored the concerns of the larger populace, and those standing by and watcher by and then keen observers, actually was giving us morale to the extent that some of them joined us and then show solidarity. I think that actually expressed the unwillingness of Ghanaians to pay this tariffs that the government want to push down our troops. So I think that it has been a very successful demonstration.
Right, Saka.
To quote you,
Saka, you said you don't need to carry the whole of Greater Accra with you to express your concern. Others would describe that as defeatist. Is this an admission of failure?
No, it's not an admission of failure. It's to face the truth. The truth is that we've had a very respectable number that actually demonstrated against the government and PURC. But I'm saying that you don't need the whole population of a particular town to be at their back, because as we said, we don't want to give excuses for any reason. But I think then we are highly satisfied with the number that actually did the demonstration. And I think that government, if government is a little bit sensitive, would have carved in with such demonstration and the placards that people were holding, and then the sort of demeanor, and all the things that people express during the demonstration. So, in effect, this has been a very successful demonstration, and we will hope that PURC and government listen to the cry of the Ghanaian and carve in and help the and ameliorate the suffering of the Ghanaian. The common Ghanaian is already under, reeling under severe economic pressure, and for government to burden that with tariff increase is the height of insensitivity.
Right, Saka, we don't have much time, but let me ask you this one. How many numbers are we? I'm not trying to play any mischief. How many numbers are we talking about?
Are we talking about what? When you say, are we talking about, were we expecting or have demonstrated?
The demonstrators.
Those who demonstrated.
Exactly.
Are you saying those who demonstrated? What is there, how many numbers are we talking about?
Those who demonstrated, because we are having some mixed reports. Others are indicating that 20 people attended. Others are...
Even our membership cries even more than 50. The membership of the half executives are even more than 50. So for anybody to exaggerate the number to that low level is just playing mischief. I think the number can be equated to we are about those who demonstrated.
Right.
You could count about 500 people. That
right.
is actually modest enough.
Right.
But we were expecting close to 2,000 people.
We would want to thank you very much for talking to us. Saka Salia is one of the leaders of the demonstrators.